Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, May 14th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Social media can really expose young people to comparison culture, as you say, to FOMO.
Irish teenagers among least happy in the world, and more than half of septic tanks failing inspections. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Irish teenagers are among the least happy in high-income countries, despite leading the world in academic performance. That's according to a new UNICEF report. Ireland has been ranked at 24th for adolescent mental well-being, while nearly one in three 15-year-olds report low life satisfaction. UNICEF is calling for urgent mental health supports for young people. Its head of advocacy, Aveline O'Leary, is explaining the reasons behind the numbers.
It's not a surprise, really, that nearly one in three Irish teens are reporting that low life satisfaction when you take into account academic pressure, the harms in the digital space, and the fact that we're really lacking those mental health supports. If you combine that with the disruption from the pandemic, it's not surprising that we're at these stark findings.
A US judge has ruled two brothers convicted of killing their parents will now be eligible for parole after he reduced their sentence. Eric and Lyle Menendez, who were the subject of a Netflix series, have spent 35 years behind bars after being sentenced to life without parole for the murder of their parents in Beverly Hills in 1989. The LA County District Attorney had recommended the action in light of evidence they were abused by their father. Their cousin, Anna Maria Barrault, welcomed the development last year.
This step gives us all hope that the truth will finally be heard and that Lyle and Eric can begin to heal from the trauma of their past.
More than half of the nearly 1,400 septic tanks inspected last year failed. Figures from the Environmental Protection Agency also showed that 82% of failures between 2023 and 2024 were fixed by the end of last year. 56% of those that failed did so because they weren't built or maintained properly. Programme manager with the EPA, Noel Byrne, says the level of failure is concerning.
Over half of septic tanks failed inspection, and that really is of concern. And really, a faulty septic tank, you know, they are risks to the environment and to people's health, especially if you've got a drinking water well on the same site as your septic tank. And really, these must be resolved by householders. 82% of all the septic tanks that failed inspection have been resolved, and that's up from 75% in the past 2 or 3 years.
Garda Kevin Flatley will be laid to rest on Friday. The father of two was killed in the line of duty on Sunday at a speed check on the old N1 in North Dublin. His funeral will take place at St. Peter and Paul's Church in Balbriggan, followed by burial in Newcastle Cemetery in Dublin. Garda continued to appeal for anyone who may have witnessed the incident to come forward. Donald Trump has said he'll lift sanctions on Syria during his visit to the Middle East. Speaking in Saudi Arabia, the US president says he'll give the new Syrian government a chance following the collapse of Bashar al-Assad's regime. President Trump confirmed a US delegation would meet with the new Syrian foreign minister later this week.
And I'm very pleased to announce that Secretary Marco Rubio will be meeting with the new Syrian foreign minister in Turkey later this week. And very importantly, after discussing the situation in Syria with the Crown Prince, your Crown Prince, I will be ordering the cessation of sanctions against Syria.
Pay rates, the cost of living and working conditions will top the agenda at two conferences being held by the FORSA trade union in Donegal. 30,000 health and welfare workers will be represented. 10,000 local government and service workers will also be represented over the 2 days. For says Niall Shanahan, says morale in the health service will be the focus of debate.
Pay, pensions, working time, those issues are never far from the agenda. But the overall situation with health service staff morale in the wake of the recent pay and numbers dispute in the HSE is certainly going to make for some lively debate.
A former girlfriend of rapper Diddy has told his sex trafficking and racketeering trial that he beat her frequently. R&B singer Cassie Ventura was also asked about his alleged drug-fueled sex parties, which she said made her stomach churn. The musician denies the charges. Reporter Martha Kellner described what happened in court.
Cassie Ventura cried on the stand, wiping away tears as she alleged that Sean Combs controlled every aspect of her life, from what she wore to who she spoke to. The threat of violence in their relationship was constant, she said.
In entertainment news, Celine Dion says she wants nothing more than to be at the 2025 Eurovision Song Contest in Switzerland, with speculation she could perform at Saturday's final. Speaking in French and English, the Canadian singer delivered a video message saying the country has a special place in her heart. It was played at the first semi-final show in Basel last night. Celine Dion won the competition performing for Switzerland in Dublin in 1988. And in sport, in soccer, Sunderland secured their place in the Championship playoff final with a dramatic extra-time win against Coventry City. Dan Ballard scored in the 122nd minute to earn the hosts a 3-2 victory in aggregate after a 1-1 draw at the Stadium of Light. Coventry boss Frank Lampard believes his team were the better side over the two legs.
They don't deserve it, the players. I'm a lot older, I've been around a lot, so I've taken whacks and I've had success. So I suppose I can be maybe a tiny bit more balanced in my job to be more balanced. But for those players, I don't deserve that. So congratulations, Sunderland. We're not better, but we were a better team over two football matches.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.